a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We're joined here with very special guest Castaway to talk about their latest EP. Hey, how are you doing, man?
Kia ora, Kate the Pie, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. So you released your EP called Non-Dual on Friday. How does it feel to have that out in the world?
Honestly, mate, it feels so bloody good. Am I allowed to say bloody?
This yeah.
This is stupid
yeah.
radio, honestly.
You're
yeah.
fine.
Feels so bloody good. This has been 3 years in the making for us.
Yeah.
We started writing this EP as students.
Yep.
In a single glazed flat with black mold. And we're now all Yo Pros living in a double glazed house with no black mold.
Classic.
So it's been a right journey to get from the start of this EP to the end of it. So to have it out there in the world, to have the journey of the last few years documented, it feels so beautiful. It really does.
That's gas. That's crazy. Love the progression. At least you're living with no mold now. Can't relate.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we all live together as a band,
that's
so we're
fun.
Still flatmates.
And true.
I will say sometimes there's a bit of mold growing on one of our band members' shelves in the fridge, but I won't specify who.
Ooh. That's not so ideal. Would you say he's the worst flatmate, or is it?
I would say I'm the worst flatmate.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, we share the load.
That's good. I mean, it is a communal effort, so, yeah.
100%, you know, in music and in life.
Yes. Back to the EP. Where did you guys get the name Non-Dual from? It feels like a really...
Great question. It's a bit of a mouthful. It's kind of like there's, like, licorice stuck in your mouth when you say it.
Yeah.
Like, Non-Dual. It's a bit of an ugly word, but it's a beautiful concept.
Yeah.
So Austin, our bass player, studied philosophy
cool.
at uni in Canterbury. And we were kind of looking for inspiration to write songs about. And he brought up this idea of non-dualism, which is, in summary, like the connection of all things. So I am connected to you because we are both people and we're both musicians. And we both worked at a cafe. And also, I'm connected to someone in America because we've both been through breakups. And it's a concept that kind of sums up how we're never alone in the world and in the universe because everything is connected and we're going through these shared experiences as a human race. That's where the idea came from. Good old University of Canterbury.
Love you, see. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Crazy. Usually you guys have been working on this for like 3 years. What was that process like? Like how, what was your writing process like? You worked with Sasha V and recorded with Scott Seabright. Like that's crazy.
Yeah. It takes a village to raise a child.
Yeah.
This child took 3 years to really get its legs so it could walk. I suppose the reason it's taken so long, because some people are like, 3 years? Geez, 6 songs in 3 years? What are you guys doing mucking around? It's one of those things, like, we went away for a weekend to Akaroa here in Christchurch, and we're like, we're going to write an EP, and we're going to start taking this music thing a little bit more seriously.
Cool.
And as part of that, we were like, well, we should probably learn how to write songs. We should probably learn a thing or two about the industry, quote-unquote. And I guess we wanted to build the foundations of this EP on concrete rather than on sand. And that's where we got the help of Sasha at Soul Music Academy.
Yeah.
Huge shout out to our unofficial band mum. She has been so wonderful. She's taught us everything we need to know about the industry and everything that wraps around the art, as well as the art of writing lyrics and writing melodies and all of that too. So it's taken 3 years because there is so much that goes around the art that we wanted to get right because, you know, we're perfectionists like that.
Cool. Fair enough. And recording too? What was that like in Auckland? You guys did that, didn't you?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, in New Zealand, love us. They play they play our songs on their speakers, but they also hate us because we max out the baggage allowance every single time we
You've
come up
to record. You've got to, though.
Exactly. I mean, it's there to be maxed out, right, mate? So We are down in Christchurch. We get all of our instruments. Mm-hmm. We get on a flight. We get up there. Greg, who's our producer, is like a wizard. He's been around since, you know, he lived through the 80s. So he's lived through the era of music that inspires the sound that we're going for. Mm. And then Scott Seabright, who is our recording engineer, is just an absolute weapon. I've never seen someone's fingers move so fast on a keyboard.
That's crazy.
And it just made for this, they're two halves of the same brain. It was like watching one entity execute this project and the recording of it. So a lot of fun. And the celebrations at the end of a week-long recording session in Auckland are always fitting.
Yeah, fair. Do you have a favourite memory that sticks out from it? Like a favourite fun time or like... from recording or anything?
I mean, there's a lot of sitting around in studios.
Yeah.
People think it's like, whoa, you're in there and it's like beats flying. There's a lot of sitting on the big red couch. One of the lines that sticks out in my head was our drummer Joe was playing the drums and he was like, do, 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 do. And then Greg, the producer, who's also a drummer, was like, can you play that again? But it kind of sounds like there's a rat running across the drum kit. Could you play a bit harder? Which is the worst Welsh accent ever.
That wasn't good.
Well, I'm not, you know, I'm a musician. I'm not an accent specialist.
True.
But it's those little moments where Greg will come out with a one-liner that make you go, you know what? It is just all a bit of fun. And it keeps you entertained when you're just sitting on the couch. So,
yeah, classic. Do you have a favourite song from the EP?
I mean, the song that comes to mind, because it's kind of like picking your favourite child, is our youngest, if you will, which is Dehi, which is a special song in many ways because we wrote Daisy, which is this song about grief and wanting to speak with someone who's not with you anymore.
Yeah.
And we took it upon ourselves as citizens of Aotearoa to acknowledge the indigenous language of this land and mana whenua in Te Ao Māori.
Yeah.
And we worked with a translator and were gifted a Te Reo Māori translation of Daisy. So that
That's
became
super cool.
Dehi. And it's so special for so many reasons, but first and foremost, just the opportunity as a mixture of pangata whenua and pangata tiriti, like myself, to really absorb ourselves in the world of te ao and te reo Māori and to broadcast that, not just to Aotearoa, but to the world and say, hey, man, like, this language is beautiful and the messages and the pictures you can paint with this language are beautiful and the people that speak this language are beautiful too. And it's such a unique opportunity as an artist to stand for something that you believe in, and we really believe in the beauty and the mana of mana whenua. So it was a great opportunity to do that through the song Dehi.
That's super cool. That's super special. Like, that's so sick. I guess, I don't know. Do you have anything else in the works that we can expect to see from Castaway soon?
Well, I've probably got to go home and clean the fridge because there might be some mold growing.
True.
But in terms of Castaway, we're always working. We're always writing. And if you want to follow along with our journey, the best place is Instagram, Castaway_music.
Mm-hmm.
You can also follow us on TikTok, Official Castaway Band. Castaway spelt the same way as the movie with Tom Hanks in it.
Yep.
If any of your listeners are familiar.
Mm-hmm. It's a great movie. We'll watch that too.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Funny story, that's how we got our name.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to know the story of that, you can look somewhere on our website. I'm sure it's there. And, we'll be doing some shows in Ōtautahi and then hopefully some North Island shows. We'd love to come up your way sometime next year.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out. You never know what's going to come.
So exciting. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up? Or was that about it?
Just thanks for having me. We've been wanting to be part of the Radio 1 whānau for a while.
Yeah.
So Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you take care of yourself.
Of course, you too, man. This has been an absolute pleasure.
All right.
It's been great chatting. All right.
Okay. All right. Matewa.
See you later.
Cheers.
All good. Yeah, that was Castaway on Radio 1, 91 FM. Right now, we got a little bit of...
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.